Okay. So Shabbos Parshas Shalach. Big Parshas Shabbos Shira, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kriyas Amalek. Sit. Grab a seat here. Shira, and we rightfully so concentrate on saying Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shira is a big part, besides Oz Yashir, we say every morning by Shachris. We talk about the Shachris and Mairiv, the Embirkas Krishna. Every day we talk about the Shira. Before Shemein Esrei, we say Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Chonu Shira. Shira, and then we say again, Shirach, and we say part of the Shira, Micha Moich Be'el Mashem. And then we get up to say, we're about to start Shemana, say one more part of the Shira. Shira, but we introduce it again with the Hagdama. Shira Chadosha, Shibachu Ge'ulam, L'Shimcha Godol, Asvaseyam, Yachad Kulam, Haidu V'imlichu V'yomer. And again, part of the Shira, Shem Yimlech L'Meh. These two Hagdamas tell us that it's not just simply saying the Shira. There's two points here that are important when one says Shira. Saying Shira to us also means twofold. We say the Shira of the Yidden. We say Oz Yashir every day. And as we spoke about Shal Shudas, the Mishabura tells us to have in mind as if we're going through the Yamsuf. We should think to ourselves as if we're going through the Yamsuf and tremendous skula for Mechilas Avainas. Beyond that, every Yid has to say Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Every Yid sees kindness in his life. He's alive, he has, whatever he has, it's all kulech matonis makadosh baruch hu. One should be constantly saying shira to Hashem in his life. How does one say shira? So shira obviously is pashit, you sing, praise to Hashem, in your own self, whether internally or externally, by articulating it in some way, in your own corner, in your own home, in your own heart. But yet, in these two hakdamas, there's two other factors, two other nekudas, two other points that we should be putting towards saying Shira. Let's go backwards. Start with the second one first. Shira Chadosha Shibchu Giulim. The freed people, meaning the Yidden, praised Hashem. L'shim Chagol L'asvasiyam. Right at the edge of the sea. Yachad Kulam Haidim L'chulam. There is a word here, Yachad. It's not enough to say Kulam. As we said earlier, B'simcha Rabba M'chulam. Yachad Kulam. Going to have next week as well. Here again, yachad. What's the yachad? We said it together. Yachad kulam haidu v'imlichu v'yomru. It would seem there's a point here of yachad. Where does that come from? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Megillah, famous Medrash as well, that at that point, when the Mitzrayim were drowning, bikshu malachei asharis le'mashir. The Malach wanted to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let. Omar Lohan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masa Yodai Toivim Bayam, Atem I'm Shira. You saying Shira? My creation is drowning the sea. You want to say Shira? How did the Gemara know all this? Where's the source of darshaning this? So the Gemara begins from the pasuk in this week's parsha. It says before the Shira, describes the Malachim that were there. The pasuk says that loikarav ze, they didn't come to each other. Loikarav ze al ze kol alayla. Now pasuk that's going on machni so machni mitzrayim, but there's an onon. There's but still loikarav ze kol alayla. Rashi says machne al machne. Where do you see malachim over here? Loikarav ze al ze kol alayla. Back to the siddur. The Marsha says Pshat. The Marsha says, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, we say here, a pasuk in Yeshayah, as we all say, in Kedusha, V'koro ze el ze v'omar, and what do they say? Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokas, Moloi Cholot Kavoy. That's the Shira of the Malachim. So what, how do you begin a Shira? Koro ze el ze. And what does it say here? V'loy karav ze el ze. They didn't come together. Dr. Marshaw, that's where the Gemara knew that there's no shira going on. Because to have shira, you need v'karav ze el ze. And here you have v'loy karav ze el ze. That's what Marshaw says. What's the significance of that? Would seem to have shira, you need ze el ze. You need communication. We can't just wave the wand and have every malach in his corner saying, Shira, it'll be a beautiful symphony. It's not enough. Has to be zeh el zeh. They have to communicate together. That's what it says over here. From there, we're learning Shira. It would seem the Yisayit HaDavir, Shira is not only people doing it at the same malachim at the same time, but malachim together, coming together, that's the real Shira. Zeh el zeh. You need them to say it together. And the emes, we say it again in the siddur. Keser yitnu lecha, Hashem alekeinu, malachim hamayne malo, im amcha Yisrael kibbutzei mata. They're with us. They're not only at the same time, it's together. There is an essence of together. That's what shira is. You need a yachad. What does it mean to be together? No, to be together, yidn should be together. That means that we're removed. Normally, when we come together, you bring a group of yidn together. Unfortunately, we're all human beings. We think about this guy, well, wow, last week he did an avla to me. This one did an avla to me last year. This one in second grade bothered me. This one's going to bother me next week. This one, I want to bother him. And how many people are left in the whole place that you really have a shaykhus into? You want to be zel zeh? That's not going to be a shiru. Shiru is you come together, you say, we're yidden, we're klal Yisrael together. We belong together. We're going to do, make a kiddush Hashem together. We have one common goal. To be mar b'kvayt shamayim, to be mekadosh shem shamayim, zel zeh. We care for each other. We're yidden. That is shira. The roots of having shira to come out of Mitzrayim and have it yachad together, the roots really came in the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know that to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, to even get out of Mitzrayim, they needed Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. But there's a chiddush here at the beginning of the parsha that something else going for them that tells us this nekuda, what it means that yidden should be together. What the schus of yidden being together and holding themselves together, what that means. Beginning of the parsha, we're going to see it here. Beginning of the parsha, second pasuk in the parsha. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, the yidden came up, v'chamushim eretz Mitzrayim. Second pasuk in the parsha. What does it mean, chamushim? Rashi says tupshat. Rashi says armed. Mizionim. What does it mean they're armed? We don't find that they're armed. We know where they get these weapons. So Rashi says where they get it. That's a pshat. Mehechonil kalei zayin. It means they're armed. The second pshat in Rashi, it means chamushim, a fifth. Where's the other four fifths? It brings from Chazal. Where's the other 80% of Klal Yisrael? They're gone. Rahman al-San, they're never gone. They're killed in Makas Choshech. They're killed under the cover of darkness. The Goyim shouldn't see it. Would take away from the essence of the Ness. They're saying the Yidden are dying as well. And has nothing to do with the Goyim. These are Yidden that didn't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. As we'll see in a moment. And Memela, they didn't make it out. Fine. L'chayr, the second pshat. Mishlin, the first pshat, they're armed. Even though it's Shver to Rashi, where they get these arms. But that's relevant over here in the Parsha. You need to know, Klal Yisrael's leaving. What is their matzah? They had matzah, and they're coming together, and they're 600,000, and they're armed. That's part of the scenario, the narrative of them coming out. What is it negated to us? That's a fifth. That's all the way back in Parshas Boy, in Makas Choshech. What's that doing over here in this Parsha? It's in the wrong place. Here, Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're talking about something that happened a couple weeks before, maybe a month before. Yeah, Pasht a month before. What's it doing here? Why here are we mentioning Chamushim, Ol B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim? Four-fifths died on Chashim. What's it relevant? One Chashim. There's a Targum called Targum Yushalmi here on the side. Targum Yushalmi says on this Inyan, V'chamushim, Ol B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Mizainin, armed, like Rashi says, but not with weaponry. Armed, B'oivada Tova, with Maisim Tovim. What does it mean they're armed with Maisim Tovim? What Maisim Tovim are we talking about? Maisim Tovim typically denotes chesed between individuals. What's the Maisim Tovim that the Targum Yushalmi is referring to? and it's called, they're armed, as if to say, this made them have the weaponry that they were confident and secure. What was this that gave them such security? Targum Yoinesin, another Targum over here, says, he's a bigger chiddush. He learns chamushim like Rashi's second shot. That has to do with numbers. Not from the lashon of being armed, but has to do with the lashon of numbers. What's the number? But not like Rashi. 1/5. It means kochad. Kochad went out im chamsha taflin. Chamushim means everybody went out with 5 children. 5 children? Everybody out with 5 children? That's it? Everybody in Klal Yisrael, we all know from Parshamais that every birth yielded shisha noiladim bekeres echad. Each birth yielded 6 children. Why would the Targum say they went out with 5 children? Let us even say that Nachman and Nebuch, a lot of children died. Let us say, for whatever reason, even though we don't know why that should happen. Let's say Pari killed them out. But how do you say with a chlorkite? Everybody went out with 5 children. What does that mean? Everybody went out with 5 children. All 3 kashas will answer with 1 mahalach. So we have a kasha on Rashi. What's the second pshat of Chamushim doing over here in the Torah? We don't understand Targum Yerushalmi. What are these Avodah Tava? And we don't understand Targum Yoinesin. What is these? What are these 5 children? There's a Sefer Be'er Yosef al HaTorah. Yerushalayim Yid Reb Yosef Salant. They're still zeichet to see him in his old age. He was a Sagi Nor. He was blind already. Sat and learned all day. He was a Ish Kaddish Moed. It was everybody in Shalim looked up to him. Yosalim wrote a sefer, a gewaltig sefer on the Torah called Be'er Yosef. And in that sefer, he writes a murder kapshat. He says the following. In Makkas Chayshe, Rashi tells us that 4 out of 5 died. What happened with these families? All of a sudden, 4 out of every 5 families is leaderless. There's a family that has no father to take care of them. What's going to happen now? What's going to happen to those Eden and those little children? What's going to happen with them? Zokta Ber Yosef, if you take this ratio, 1/5 left, that means there's a 1 to 4 survival rate. That one, each person in Klal Yisrael survived, felt in Achrayus. What's going to be with the other families in Klal Yisrael? He didn't just think, I survived. Baruch Hashem, which would be the normal reaction. You survive, 20% survive. A catastrophe to 80% of the nation's wiped out, you'd think that the 20% would just be happy they survived. And when they left Mitzrayim, they'd be happy to get out of there, grab their family and run and go. Not Klal Yisrael. They said, what are we going to do with these other families? Each person said, I need to save. How are you going to divide 80% catastrophe rate among 20% survivors? So do the math. That means each person, besides his own family, will have to adopt 4 other families. If every 1 survivor out of 5 adopts 4 families, you've covered all of Klal Yisrael. So now that he's done that, when he leaves Mitzrayim, instead of leaving with 1 family, with 1 set of children, he's leaving with 5 sets of children. So Zokta Ber Yosef, when the Targum Yoinesin says he's leaving with 5 children, it doesn't mean 5 children. It means 5 sets of children. Each Yid left with 5 sets of children. Can you imagine the chesed? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Out of Mitzrayim. What a wonderful moment. And what are you thinking of? I got to take care of other families. I can't just leave myself. What's going to be all these little kinderlach? I'm taking charge. Come with me. And they divide among Gans Klal Yisrael. Targum Yoinesin, Atana, Cholchadim Chamsha Taflin. 5 sets, because it can't be 5 children, has no pshat. 5 sets of children. Targum Yerushalmi is now Pashat. They were armed. Armed with what? You need tzchusim, right? You have to be armed with tzchusim. You're walking out of Mitzrayim. What tzchus do you have to walk out of Mitzrayim? They're armed im avod oivdo tova with maisim tovim. What maisim tovim? You can't have better maisim tovim than this. That every year in his moment of leaving Gavgula, of leaving Mitzrayim, what is he thinking? Taking care of 4 other families. What kind of better maisim tovim? Now we get back to the Rashi. V'chamushim ol b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's so relevant to tell you over here 20% are leaving. Why? Because 20% are leaving and taking care of the other 80%. Oh, is it relevant? That's a Yetzias Mitzrayim of Klal Yisrael. Imagine what this is. This is a Klal Yisrael. It's tummy with a desert. It's holding nowhere. But they're holding by caring for each other. And with that, they're considered armed, the Targum Yerushalmi says. Now they're armed. They're armed and ready to go. because they're armed with mice and taivim that are almost preposterous for us to think of. Mice and taivim like that? But the answer is yes, that's what Klal Yisrael is capable of. We're capable of mice and taivim. We do care about each other. After all the bickering and machloikis that goes on today, but l'maisa, as the Rambam writes, there is no community in all of the Jewish world, up the Rambam, that doesn't have a kupa stuck and doesn't take care of poor people. How true the Rambam was then and how true it is now. Is there a Jewish community that doesn't have organizations to take care of people that need money, to take care of Bikur Chaylin, to take Echnosis Kala, to do chesed and more chesed? This is what got us out of Mitzrayim. This brought us to the Shira. Yachad kulam haidu v'mlichu v'yamru. That's the site of Klal Yisrael. It's not enough to come and say, I'm going to say Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where are you in relation to your fellow Yid? If you're holding somewhere, then you can come and say Shira. Otherwise, how can you say Shira? You need to be Karav Zel Zeh. You have to copy the Malachim. Karav Zel Zeh. Klal Yisrael is ready to do it. Klal Yisrael that did this, that took care of these orphan children and took care of them, they are on a madrega to say Yachad Kulam Haidu V'mlichu V'yamru, and they were able to say it. You see this even more so. How deep this was ingrained. How deeply this is ingrained in Klal Yisrael. Meredik. We find beginning at a parsha, Paroi gets excited. Paroi, who just had to let them go, but now he's excited. He hears that they're nowhere. He figures this is his chance. So, he's ready. What do we do at Charata? At Charata. So what does it say? Va'omar Paray Levnei Yisrael. Paray said to the Yidden, Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz. You're confused. Sogalev Midbar. You got lost in the Midbar. And that started his descent to go to the Griamsuf and eventually to all of Mitzrayim being drowned. Who was Paray talking to? Va'omar Paray Levnei Yisrael in Pasuk Gimel. Who's he talking to? He's into Bishalach. Who's he talking to? Yidden are already long out. They're all long out. Who's Paray talking to? Paray's back in Shalach. Who's he talking to? Va'omar Paray Levnei Yisrael. So Rashi's bothered by this kasha. And Rashi says, Al Bnei Yisrael. He's talking about the Yidden, not talking to the Yidden. But the Targum Yonason learned Kipshutai. The Targum Yonason learns that he's talking to Yidden. Which Yidden? Which Yidden? They're out there with Moshe Rabbeinu. They left. Ve'yemer Paray l'dosan v'aviram b'nei Yisrael. Pilip lo'em. Dosan v'aviram. That's who he's talking to. He's talking to Dosan v'aviram. And then they went out. All of a sudden they're here. They rejoin Klal Yisrael. Happy as a lark. But the Yidden. And all of a sudden they must have switched sides. As the Mitzrayim is down. And the Yidden will get through. And there got through. And Dosam Aviram, they got saved. Kriyas Yamsuf, must have been. Because we keep meeting them over and over. This is the same doesn't mean we got tzoras from them from Parsha Shmais. And here they come here, and immediately they're complaining, and Bishalach and Naman, who's complaining? It's Dosam Aviram. And who's complaining later, and again, and again, and again, all the way to Parsha's Kairach, who's supporting Kairach, Dosam Aviram. How in the world did these chever around so long? We just went through 80% of Klal Yisrael, 20% is left. 80% is gone. How did Dosan v'Aviram survive? The Rishonim asked this kasha. Some Rishonim answered because the 80% that died, and so it'll be, the Chasam Sofer says in the Gula Asida Lavai, if you want to get out. It's very important, even though we have it very, it's very nice here in America. We have it in a way that we haven't had it perhaps since the Golden Age of Spain. We're living in a lifestyle, in a life standard, where Baruch Hashem, obviously people, Parnosa comes tough, but Lamaisa, who doesn't have the basics? Who doesn't have a fridge and a stove and a car and a machveis and much more than that, and a microwave and an air conditioner, things that even 40 years ago, most of the other didn't have. You looked around the neighborhood, people didn't have these things. And today, who doesn't have mamish everything? I mean, that's just a small part. I mean, we're not getting into other things. Everybody has technology. Who doesn't have that? Good. Struggle, parnos, but everybody has. What? Somebody might say, well, it's good here. Mashiach's coming. Well, give me a moment. Let me clear my stocks. Let me sell off my bonds. Let me figure it out. Then give me another half a year. So it's going to be like it was the last gula. These 80%, they didn't get out because They wanted to stay in Mitzrayim. At that point, Mitzrayim was going well. They were on top of the world in Mitzrayim. The Goyim were afraid of them. The Goyim were helping them. Gave them whatever they wanted. Take whatever you want. They said, you know what? This is a great place. This is the fat of the land here. They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. They said, you want to stay? You're staying here forever. And they died there, buried there. Goodbye. We have to want to leave. The Gula is only going to be to those who want to have Gula. To those who realize that what's going to be a Gula, there's nothing that we can even fantasize to compare to the Gula, what's going to come, the Rabbi, it's going to be Megal himself, what that's going to be. So some Rishonim answered, Adosim Aviram, they at the very least wanted to be part of the Gula. So that was their schus. 80% were happy in Mitzrayim. Adosim Aviram, as Rishom as they were, wicked as they were, at least they wanted to get out. But that won't work, Lefita Targum Yonison. Because Targum Yonison had them staying through Yitzias Mitzrayim. Gevalt, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jews are gone. And they're staying in Mitzrayim. The only two Jews left in Mitzrayim, for all we know. So you can't answer. Rishayim says the Targum Yonison didn't hold to that. Shulei Diskin addresses this question. And he says, he looks around. How in the world could they be alive? And he says, they must have had a schus. He finds a schus in a medrash. Vayuku shaitre b'nei Yisrael, the end of Shmais. Shaitrim, the Mitzrayim, as the Germans learned a lot from the Mitzrayim, he appointed kapos, Jews, to be overseers of the other Jews working hard. So it would have to be a Jew hitting another Jew. But these guards, these overseers, were good Yidden. They felt for their fellow Yidden. And they received the klep, they received the lashes, the whipping, because they didn't force their fellow Jews to do inhumane labor. They took the brunt of it. And they complained. These shaitrim were zaycha later on to be from those 70 who got Ruach HaKadosh later on. But the Medrash says amongst them was Dosan Avira. They're prominent Jews. And they too were amongst them. Prominent because they were good. Prominent because the Goyim appointed them. They too were among them. And they too received klep for their fellow Jews. So Zokta Shulei, getting Ruach HaKadosh, that wasn't for Dosan Avira later on. But Lamaisa, the schus to survive, because they did for their fellow Jew, that they got. Imagine that. So that's from Shuleib's teretz in his kasha. So let's take a look at this. Dosim Avirim, perhaps the greatest Rishom we've ever met among Jews till this point. Already in Shemais, when we meet Klal Yisrael, after the Shvatim and Niftar, Dosim Avirim stand out in their rishus. And over and over and over again. And they're the ones in this week's Parshat Daman. And yet they can survive because they care for their fellow Jews. What a schus it is to care for another Yid, what it means to care for another Yid. Two more Makaris from Chazal, often a Makaris, what it means to care for a fellow Yid. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is the great Balmaifus among the Tanoim that we know. According to the Bavli, he's a son-in-law of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. According to Zohar Kaddish, he's the father-in-law of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. So in our Gemara, we have a Gemara Chulin and Bavli that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair crosses the river. He gets it to open up three times. We spoke about this in the morning. Here, in Yerushalmi Demai, again, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is by the river, and he needs to go to Beis Medrash. He needs to go learn. Okay? So he tells the river, it's fine what you're doing, but I got to go to the Beis Medrash. I think if all of us would have that same drive that we have to go to Beis Medrash, then all kinds of good things would happen. You know, we go to Beis Medrash, we're going to Beis Medrash. Okay, there's a blockage, there's people, there's a traffic jam. You can't go, you can't get in there. They tell you can't go here, can't go there, there's some parade over here. You know, we might even think of turning back. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, no turning back. All kinds of miraculous things happen. We have to have that mindset. You have to get to the Beis Medrash, there's no turning back. You have to get to the Beis Medrash. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair meets up with the river, and the river is overflowing. So he says, I have to go to the Beis Medrash. He's a Lashon Ginoy. Mat monolim in Beis Vada. Are you going to hold me back from going to the Beis Medrash? I got to go to the Beis Medrash. Plug Kamai. Open up. Vavar. Fine. Okay. He crosses the Ginoy. The other side is his Tamidim, his entourage, his Tamidim. Also going to the Beis Medrash. So they say to him, Omalei Talmid Yechayim Anu Avrin, Rebbe, we also want to go to Yeshiva. Can we come with you? Can you get the river to open up for us as well? So you would think he would say, okay, you want to learn? You really want to learn? No. Omelon Mandiyoda Ben Nafshe, who knows for a fact about himself Deloy Ekel Barnosh Min Yisrael Min Yoima. Whoever knows he was not makel, he was not lenient in the covet of a fellow Jew. So that person, Yavor, he can cross. Nobody else can cross. Imagine that. The criteria to cross the river Ganoi was a Yid who didn't harm or hurt or insult another Yid. That is the criteria. Ayin v'nayin, we see it right here. Yachad kulam haidu v'mlichu v'yomu v'karav zeh itzel zeh, to come together. Another makar. Tana de Eliyahu. Another chazal. Some say it's Mamash Eliyahu Navi's base management. This is learned there. And he says, Kach omele makarash boch l'Yisrael. Bonai ahuvai. My dear children, Banish was our father. Father talks to children. Ma ani mevakash mechem. What am I asking from you? The Rabbi Shem says. Tanav Eliyahu. Ela shetiyu oyhavin ze ze. Just love each other. V'tiyu mechabdin ze ze. Honor each other. Because you can love somebody, don't give him honor. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, 24,000, they zikr loved each other. They didn't give each other covet. Took each other for granted. Tiyu mechabdin v'tiyu yureim ze mize. And fear each other. V'loyim tzubachem avera v'o gazel davar mechur shleitav de psula. How important it is, how we lose them all sight, we get so caught up with these parshas are so special, they'll elevate Ayid, the Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect to Rabbi Shalom, how we have to remember not to lose sight of the Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, not to lose sight of the point, what the Rabbi Shalom wants and demands for us to be close to Hashem is to be Mekar of other Yidden, to think of other Yidden. Person can't just be alone, like the Yidden who left Mitzrayim, like the Bar Yosef tells us. They didn't leave all the 80% of Klai alone, they went with them as well. Let's go back to the other Hakdama. We said there's two Hakdamas that we make before we say the Shirim. The other Hakdama we say in Davening, Maisha of Neso Lachanu Shira B'Simcha Rabba. So one Hakdama we say was the Yachad Kulam Haidu Vimlicha V'Yomru D'Beinan L'Chaveri. How important that is to be able, a prerequisite to saying Shirim. The second thing seems to be B'Simcha Rabba V'Yomru Chulam. Has to be B'Simcha Rabba. Why is it so important? B'Simcha Rabba V'Yomru Chulam. The Shtikl Orchis Tzadikim, a famous Musa Sefer, written for one of the Rishonim. And Orchis Tzadikim, he writes, we find that the Teicha and Arizal is very madgish, this tachashol evadat Hashem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Noruch Zin talks about this. What is so terrible about not being b'simcha? And he says, imagine this. Imagine you work for somebody, and you walk around, simcha, you're smiling, and you're happy. What does that tell people? That tells people you have the most beautiful working atmosphere. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be where you are. What if one walks around sad and frowning and groaning and krechting? What does that tell people? Where you are is not a welcome place. It's not geschmack. It's not fun. It's not something enjoyable. It's something to avoid, but just has to be. You have no choice. A person goes, walks around, not besimcha. He belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. His master is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you walk around krechting and groaning, complaining. What does that tell the world? What does that tell the world? Where is your simcha sachayim? You belong to Rabbeinu Shalom. Is there a bigger simcha than that? Is there a bigger simcha than that? Ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemaiserei. Rabbi Yisrael, you opened up my chains. I'm now your eved. Mamish besimcha. Person not besimcha. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Loi oisi karasa Yaakov ki yogata bi Yisrael. Loi oisi karasa Yaakov. Not me you're calling Yaakov, the Rabbi Yisrael says. Ki yogati bi Yisrael, because you toiled to me Yisrael. What does that mean? What's the pasuk saying? Zokta dubna magid. The pasuk is saying a message to us, and he says in his beautiful way, tells us a mashal. Somebody arrived. Let's say by us, it will be. He flew in, comes to the airport. Yeah, he's met by a porter, and he says to the porter, "I have." The porter says, "Okay, do you have luggage? I'm here to take your luggage." Fine, I'll take your luggage. Where do I take your luggage? He says, "Here's my suitcases. Here's my ticket. Get my suitcases." coming off the carousel and bring him to my hotel room and get kach v'kach money. Fine. He goes up to his room, confident that this guy, this fellow for a fee, is going to bring his luggage. He's waiting, and he hears somebody krechtzing up the stairs, slowly trooping up the stairs, groaning and krechtzing, and opens the door. He sees this porter with his stuff, sweating and knocked out and just falling apart from schlepping this heavy. He starts to scream and cry, and the porter says, "Sir, I have your suitcase right here. I made it. Don't worry. Don't worry about it." He says, "Don't you understand?" He says, "No. If you're krechtzing and groaning and falling apart, that can't be my suitcase. My suitcase has nothing in it but jewelry. It doesn't weigh that kind of weight. If you're krechtzing and groaning, it can't be mine. A suitcase of precious jewels. You have a suitcase of rocks, but it's not my suitcase." Zokta Dubna Magiv. Loy oisi karosa Yankiv. Yankiv, you're not calling out to me. Ki yogata bi, you're toiling in me, Israel. If you're toiling and you're krechting and you're complaining, then it's not me. And you don't have the mitzvahs to turn the mitzvahs that you're supposed to be associated with. Because if you'd really be associated with mitzvahs, what a simchas achayim a yid has. He has the ability to come and he can wear tzitzis and put on tefillin and learn ablat gemara and talk to Rabbi Shalom 24/7, communicate, and Rabbi Shalom listens to him and have a Shabbos suda and have a Shabbos and have everything a yid has. What a privilege it is. What a privilege a yid has. To say a capital tiller. What are you as? Oye menor, keep it aveim, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. These mitzvahs, chinuch habonim, v'habonim. What a person has a schuz, simchas, if you're krechting, you're not me, you're not shaykh to me. And that's the pshat, if a person doesn't have simcha. L'chon u'shira b'simcha rabba v'yomru chulam. It must be with simcha, it's not with simcha. You missed the boat over here. If you don't have simcha, then something's wrong. We mentioned the Mishabura, the Charedim, who was a Talmud Arizal. He has a parak towards the end of the Sefer, and it says, just like there's a Refuas HaGuf, there's a Refuas HaNefesh. Refuas HaGuf, a person, Nebuch, is sick, so he needs a Refuah. Sometimes a Refuah is very expensive. It's very expensive, and it's a very trying refuah. Sometimes a person, they discover a refuah that's cheap and that's easy. It's just like a magic formula. Imagine today, chveis, penicillin. Nothing. What does it cost to get penicillin today? Nothing. You're covered for it. What does it get? You get a shot, and all of a sudden, fine. Machlis, rachmona litzlan, there were magapis, there were plagues generations ago. No problem. Easy thing. Rahman al-San, there's some machlis, we shouldn't know about such things. The refuas are terrible, expensive, and painful. So the same thing the Charedim says with refuas ha-nefesh. Our nefesh sometimes has things that are causing disease. You need a refuah. Some refuas are hard. Person, sometimes you look at the old svarim, had to go through tanesim and sigufim to inflict things upon himself. Very difficult for us to do. But there's some easy refuahs. The Charedim says, I'm going to give you a list of the easy refuahs, the penicillins. I'm going to give you the easy things to do. And this should be a skula for an easy refuah. And there's a whole list over here in Perek Ayin Gimel. But the one that's relevant to us is skula shlishis. Talmud of the Arizal, the Sefer Charedim. The Charedim, just to get a glimpse of the Charedim, the Yedua on Lag Ba'omer, the Arizal brought his Talmidim to Meiron. And he met up with this majestic-looking yid, taller than everybody, with a beautiful hadras panim and a beard. And the Arizal's dancing with him in the thing. At that point, the Charedim was the shamus, looked down upon everybody else. He wasn't considered part of the inner disciples of the Arizal. He hung out there. He was a hanger-oner. All of a sudden, they grabbed this Charedim into the circle. They danced with him. Everybody's astounded. Afterwards, somebody was brazen enough to approach the Rizal and said, "Rebbe, how did this fellow make it into the circle? He doesn't even belong to the inner disciples of the Talmid." And he told him, "If Reb Shimon ben Yochai took him in, what was I supposed to do?" That's what the Rizal told him. Brought down the Akdomah to Charedim, this Maisa. From then on, the Charedim, everybody knew the Charedim, he put out the Sefer, many other things, Piyutim that we sing, Yidid Nefesh, that we sing is from the Charedim. Charedim writes, Skula Shlishis, Yechavin b'shira sayam sh'ayim b'chol yoyim, b'mechavin in the shira, lo'ayimra b'koil u'b'simcha rabba. Say it with simcha, kilo oise shoy, yatsu chan, like you went out now. And he says, you'd say it, as the Mishabur brings from the Zohar, Meichel ha'kol v'noisav. And he goes on and says, he says that we should say, it's not only when they came out of Yamsuf, when they came out of the Yamsuf, every day, the koyach haskula is kol yoyim kishor rishayna lemahadrin. For those who do it nicely, the skula of the shira is the same now as it was then. Astounding words. Vaday koyach skulosa kol yoyim kishor rishayna lemahadrin. B'simcha rabba v'omru chulam, to say the shira b'simcha. Just be Messiah. A gewaldige time, shira, Shabbos shira, to chab tzachmit, to come close, elevate oneself, to come to say shira. We just talked about two prerequisites, the union of yachad, kula ma'id, v'imlich v'yomru, the makbiram b'inol l'chaveray, to include other yidden in your joys and your traveling in life, to make other yidden part of that, and the simcha that a person has to feel close to Hashem. Somebody mentioned Mashal Shudas today. They come many times in this ayru, and it's just fleeting. It's so fleeting. You hear something good. You look at a sefer. You find something good, and just fleeting. That moment, you're elevated. And you're elevated, and you come home and you look at your bills and you get somebody complains and all of a sudden it just flies through the window and that's it. The next Christ you have, it's out the window. So Lamaisa, beyond the scope of what we're talking about now, what to do Lamaisa, but just a thought of how important this point is. Naftali Finkel's father, Zayin Gedutra Finkel, was here 8 years ago, Shabbos Shira. And he talked about this point, how to keep the Shira, why Shabbos Shira? Because this Shira was such a gewaldige time. Yidden got elevated. How high did they go? And remember, the Charedim says we can achieve the same thing. How high did the Yidden go at the Shira? So they're elevated. How high did they go? You know how high they went? The mere maidservant saw glimpses into heaven that the Navi Yecheskel, why we picked the Navi Yecheskel? Because he has the Navi Ma'aseh Merkava, Navi Yecheskel, that we laid on Shavuos. We laid on Shavuos, Ma'aseh Merkava, Navi Yecheskel, and the Shivka, the lowly maidservant, we shouldn't call her lowly anymore, the elevated maidservant, saw Shivka Layam. No? So there's 600,000 males in 20, over 20, take the whole Klal Yisrael, several million, the Chofetz Chaim said, Shteiman Zechatzal Ibracha said over when he was here, that the Chofetz Chaim said approximately 5 million. 5 million. So we should have 5 million higher than Yecheskel, Navi Yecheskel, right then. How come we don't see 5 million Sefer, Sifrei Nevi'im, post the Shira? Sokre Bel Lapyan, the great Baal Musar, because Rasa Shivcha Layam, she stayed a Shivcha. That was the problem. Rasa Shivcha Layam, her stempel, her label, her identity as Shivcha, stayed Shivcha. Rosh Hashanah, they didn't move with that. They elevated, and then they stayed the same. That's the mistake. When something elevates you, you're Nisayr, you wake up, you're something, you feel it. You got to move up with it. You got to do something with it. The Ramban is Shirashim, Techbot, you have to make it a Chayfet. You have to actually do something. Don't say a capital Tillim. Promise you're going to do a half a bracha with more kavana the next day. Do something. You have a kabbalah, small kabbalah you can do. Do something. Do something. Because Rosh says, look what they had. They are all Nevi'im. And they squandered it. She stayed a Shivcha. Rebella Pan says, Rosh says, Shivcha. The promise she stayed a Shivcha. And Finkel ended up with a story. We'll end up with this. He said, he must have known the principle in the story. A couple of years, it was pretty much right after the war. And there, America during the war obviously was not so kind, didn't open up its shores too much, neither did Canada, so it's nothing personal. But after the war, there was only the sheres haplaita mamish, you talk about the numbers chamushim, right? There were very little left of Jews in Europe. they opened up their doors. Okay, Epp is something to be makir tzayif. They opened up their doors. So Jews were being resettled, relocated. A group of Jews were resettled by the American government in Somerville, New Jersey. Somerville, New Jersey. Unless you come from that area, you only know it from the sign on the highway when you're going to Lakewood. Somerville, New Jersey. Right? They were relocated to Somerville, New Jersey. But in those days, in the 40s, in every shtetl, New Jersey had yidden. So, but what kind of yidden? In the 40s already, the original Orthodox yidden were gone. There's one temple, conservative temple in Somerville, just a big temple. The rabbi gets up on Shabbos or Saturday and gives a speech. And he gives a speech. World War II Holocaust survivors are coming to Somerville, New Jersey. This is our chance. We need to come and help them and do. Everybody's the same. We're everybody. By that point, even the secular newspapers have finally started reporting the massacres in concentration camps, the inhumane, the Jews and Jews. They felt it. Osiris, tremendous Osiris. Everybody talked about Shabbos and made plans. They made up. They're going to meet Sunday at some point. They'll meet. Came Sunday, and everybody Shabbos, everybody promised them. But Shabbos came and went. Shabbos conservatives, they already used the phone on Shabbos. They already, who knows what they were. They had other pursuits on Shabbos, watch the ball game, watch the Shabbos, already had this to do Sunday morning. Sunday midday, when they had the meeting, one lady shows up. Shows up with blankets and things, and she goes and meets all these Holocaust survivors. And she starts and doesn't stop, and brings and becomes their friend and takes care of them. And whatever they need, she is there. She is there. There's one lady left in the conservative temple. And of course, you become so niskar of Holocaust survivors, a group of frum survivors. It made such a roshim on her. As Rav Finkel said at the end, her levaya, it must have been just recent that her levaya was in Lakewood, New Jersey. Tens and tens of descendants were there, Shaimrei Torah, Mitzvahs, Yungalait, sitting and learning. He said, even monks and some see them. They're mamish, from what? Because one lady's Nisayr, she was not Ros HaShifcha Layam. She decided, I'm not a Shifcha anymore. I'm Ros HaLayam, I'm not a Shifcha, I'm elevated, I'm Nisayr. And she was Nisayr, she actually carried through. She carried through, you couldn't help it. It made a roshim. You couldn't help it at making a roshim. Even didn't want. And Sabisla, slowly but surely, she joined them. And today she has, who knows by now, hundreds of descendants. Shomrei Torah, mitzvahs. It's oyim benayir. What's the yisayda davar? Don't stay a shivcha. When the sayyiris comes a Shabbos shira, and we hear yachad kulam hoydim emlicha v'yomu besimcha rabba v'amru kulam, we say a shira, and we learn a charedim, and what it means to say as yosher every morning. Make something stick. Something should stick. Something from the elevation of the Yidden. Seeing the open hand of Hashem, the Ramban Tzai Parash Bai says, we're not going to have this every generation. Rabbanishim did it, and now let's just remember it and review it. That's it. So let's hone in on that. Let that be our Hesiris. Let us be Roh Alayam, and we were Taka elevated. It's meaningful to us, whether it's in the point of Ben El Chaveray, whether in the point of Simcha Rabba Merchulam, Be'ez Hashem. We should be Nesayr and have the Shira and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Zaycha to Yad Hashem that we're going to see Bezgalus of the Gula Shleim and Meher be Amenu. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.